My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy Open Line Thursday, all. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star technician, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. Get more information about that. Today, you got a 3-man junk show. I'm your pal, Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Maybe we can set a record for calls taken on OLT.
I don't think so.
During the summer? I don't know.
I don't think so.
That could be a big ask.
I like the enthusiasm that you have for it.
Yeah.
The optimism.
It's not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, probably right.
We've trained them to just sit there and listen.
And not participate that much.
Yeah, we spoiled
them. We take too much of the burden upon ourselves.
Yeah,
we every spoiled single day.
Them all these years.
It's basically what we do. Eric Bickle also here.
Eric-Bickle-3, and I did have a question for you, Johnny Cakes.
Okay, fire away. I don't know if I have an answer, but I will answer to the best of my abilities.
From Thomas Turner.
Okay.
He run from Salem,
you have a
Virginia.
Venmo question. I thought you actually had a question from yourself.
No.
So this means you're $5 richer.
Yes. I have a question for Cakes. Has he ever seen the documentary Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
Of course I've seen Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
All right.
I mean, it's a world famous documentary that was shot back in the 80s. I think it's about 30 to 35 minutes in length. And it just is documenting a bunch of burnouts hanging out in the Capitol Center parking lot before a Judas Priest concert.
That's it.
It's just kind of
is it
like
a good doc, or is it?
It's hilarious. If you're into that scene from back in the day,
right.
Like if you grew up around that time,
right?
And look, we 2-3 of us grew up within 10 minutes of the Capitol Center, where the Wizards and then
Jason
bullets.
Did too, right?
Yeah, you did too. That's true. You were pretty close.
I mean, Lanham is maybe 12.
So, I mean, we spent a lot of our formative years at that building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went to Bullets games, Capitals games, concerts. My high school graduation was at Capitol Center. WWF then wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a funny look at, you know, heavy metal culture in the mid 80s.
Wow.
And it features Jason's favorite British heavy metal band, of course, Judas Priest.
Right. Mm.
It's a cult classic documentary.
Right.
I mean, I watched it like 20 years ago, probably, when I was in Arizona and somebody was raving about it.
Right.
It kind of like blew my mind, but I didn't never put it together that it was at Cap 1.
That
Cap
happened like basically in our backyard.
Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Yes, Texas. I have seen
was
it.
That
definitely
worth,
seen
it was
it.
Worth $5 for that guy just to say, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, a little few ADs.
See, what he's going to do is next week when he's on vacation, he's going to get a bill like for dinner, and he's going to say half of this bill was funded by Venmo questions.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Right.
My Venmo, it's going toward a putter. It's going towards a putter.
Oh, yeah, that's
my slush fund.
That's the slush fund.
By the way, Valdez yesterday was texting me. I didn't know Valdez fancies himself a wine connoisseur, all these little wine nuggets.
Oh.
And then he was saying that he gave me a recommendation for a wine documentary. Right?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned Stag's Leap yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stag's Leap is a very influential wine.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I learned it on a documentary that I watched years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It basically made Napa, Napa.
Okay.
It's all because of Stag's Leap.
Well, it sounds like Jason should watch that because he's heading out that part of the world.
It won the Decision of Paris in 1976.
I don't even know what that is.
It was a blind tasting to figure out which was the best cab.
Yeah.
And a Napa cab won over all of these French wines and Italian wines and everything.
All right.
It basically built the entire wine industry. Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I told you I plead ignorance. My buddy said it was, you know, popular. But he said it's a very, very good wine, and I absolutely loved it. And believe me, I'm not a wine connoisseur. I mostly don't like wine.
Mm.
That wine, I really enjoy.
I can enjoy an occasional glass of wine with like a fancy dinner, but I would never consider myself a wine connoisseur.
I told Eric it's the food and beverage equivalent of the Miracle on Ice.
Okay.
For Stag's Leap to win that event or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a go-to now, and you know, it's no secret, but it's a go-to.
Maybe this is dumb that I let this intimidate me. I'm still intimidated by opening a bottle of wine with like a standard old school corkscrew.
Why?
I just feel like I'm going to mess it up. Like I'm going to destroy the cork. It's going to fall down into the wine. It's going to turn into a debacle.
As long as it's not like the cork's not like ruined, like, you know, from maybe poor storage or something, you should be fine.
Yeah. I shouldn't let it bother me.
You don't let it bother you. Don't panic.
It's in my brain.
Yeah, don't panic.
I can't help myself. Yeah. Can't get around it.
I mean, that's all we have is the cheap old school. Almost looks like a toe clipper. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. That's
what we have. We don't have any fancy wine openers.
I think I was gifted a fancy one, but it has cobwebs on it. Like, when would I? I'm not breaking open bottles of wine with like a Wednesday night dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I actually told my wife I'm not drinking all week this week, which would be a first for a while.
Okay.
But and then she said, what are you going to do? Just binge all next week? I said, yeah.
You're saving it up for the vacation.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. You're saving it up for all next week.
Very good.
Plotting what cooler I'm going to bring, what speaker I'm going to bring,
very
what
good.
Booze I'm going to bring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just so
excited.
A lot of drinking planning.
Is next week Carolina or Ocean City?
No, Outer Banks.
Outer Banks.
I probably do Ocean City a weekend that my son plays in this lacrosse event.
Yeah.
And I just drink alone at Fenwick Inn.
It sounds like quite a plan.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
you got to be a planner, like Valdez, the ultimate planner.
Right. I'm trying to drink more pomegranate juice now too.
Is that supposed to have health benefits? It's
supposed to be like good for your cholesterol and stuff like that. So, I mean, because I just when I read that doctor's thing about all the things you're supposed to avoid, and I literally ingest all of it every day.
Sure.
Fast food, cheese. Alcohol and soda.
Yeah.
That's literally
top four.
The staple of my diet.
I'm just glad to see coffee wasn't on the list.
Coffee, I think, is okay.
Valdez and I are just punishing pot after pot after pot.
Right.
and Karina as well. We now share the pot with Karina.
You do.
She's now in the mix. Yes.
Right. So I didn't watch any of the U.S. soccer yesterday. I did see that France just kind of ran away with it in the second half. Not a surprise, especially the U-23.
I watched some rugby yesterday.
You did?
Very nice.
Did you figure it out?
Not really. I mean, New Zealand pummeled Japan. I mean, New Zealand was just better. Japan actually took a 7-0 lead, and then New Zealand just rolled off about 30 straight points.
I'm stepping out onto a very flimsy limb here because I couldn't know less about rugby, though I was exposed to it last week when I went to Audi Field and watched USA-Scotland. I think the version they're playing in the Olympics is called sevens.
Sure.
Where there are less players on the field than like in a typical standard international rugby match.
Makes sense. Okay. In lacrosse, they're doing sixes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Just,
the version you're seeing in the Olympics is not the standard that you're going to see like in a real like international match.
Right.
It's kind of like an offshoot, like a hybrid.
In rugby, they start out in the scrum thing. They kind of snap it to the other guy. Then he swings it all the way over to the running back guy.
I mean, I watched about 60 or 70 minutes of the match. And for about 90%+ of the time, I couldn't tell you what was happening.
Yeah. And then
it's very confusing.
When the running back guy runs through.
Like, he has to pitch it either sideways or backwards.
Right.
You can't forward pass.
But then
like,
when he gets tackled-ish.
When he gets tackled, from what I could
then
gather.
Then they get back into the scrum thing.
Then there's a big pile of bodies.
Yeah.
And then the guy who gets tackled, like, somehow gets the ball out to the edge. And then one of his guys can pick it up and
take off again.
And continues the action.
When does it end? Like, do they have four downs?
From what I know, limited bandwidth, it ends when
they score.
One of the teams scores. They either run it across the end line or they kick it.
How do they turn it over, though? Because it seems like...
Sometimes... I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll have possession of the ball.
Yeah.
And then they'll just randomly kick it 70 yards down the field. And they say,
down.
You know what? I don't want the ball anymore. You guys take possession.
There must be a down or something.
I don't...
There must be some limit, because why would you give up the ball?
I wasn't seeing the referees or the officials.
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody like on a chain gang with downside.
I know, it's a little different. But
I'm telling you, it was a hard sport to digest.
It is hard.
Because I'm new to it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm just getting exposed to it.
Yeah.
But those dudes
Well, New Zealand didn't give up the ball against Japan. They just kept scoring, took it across the line.
Hammering them.
They just kept scoring
Japan,
and scoring.
I mean, I hate to kind of go with the old stereotype, but they just butt tiny.
Well, they're a lot tinier than the Kiwis.
They couldn't find in the whole country, some big dudes.
The Kiwis are, I mean, they're like world powers.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I think they're number one in the world.
Right.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's the final score here. They beat them
nothing.
They beat them 40-12.
It sounds pretty convincing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It sounds like a pretty lopsided affair.
Didn't watch any of the men's soccer though. They lost to France, correct?
Lost to France. My understanding is France just kind of turned it on when they needed to, and just easy three
nilly.
Yeah,
yeah. Women play today. They're playing Zambia, I think, and they're like -3,000.
Right.
Huge favorite.
I did see your boy PFT from Barstool tweet, you know, he played rugby, I guess, at James Madison.
Okay.
I think.
He's a Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was claiming that all the lines were all screwed up because the games are shorter. The matches are shorter.
Okay.
And so he was taking like the dogs plus the points.
Are they 7-minute halves?
Is that what it is? He's like 14-minute games. And he said there's not going to be as much scoring as they think. So I don't know how that panned out, but the first couple, it seemed like, might have been in his favor.
Let's see.
I'm sure the lines will adjust.
Yeah, yesterday there was Australia beat Samoa 21-14. Not sure if that's considered a high scoring game. Argentina beat Kenya 31-12. France and the United States tied at 12. Fiji pummeled Uruguay 40-12. So there were some pretty high scoring games.
Right,
New Zealand, like I said, 40 points. But they scored every time they touched the ball.
Since I'm a rugby expert now, as I was exiting Audi Field last week and I was talking to Gabe Harris, brother of Josh Harris, owner of the Commanders,
okay,
I was made aware of the fact that the U.S. is hosting 2031 Rugby World Championships.
Nice.
So keep that on your calendar. It's only 7 years off, you'd be in the distance. The Rugby World Cup or World Championships. I'm not sure exactly how
it's
built.
The big story yesterday was that the Winter Olympics are going to be back in Salt Lake in 2034.
Mm-hmm.
With 10 years. I think it was in Salt Lake in, was it 2002?
We're starting to get to that age where I'm wondering, well, I wonder if I'll be around it.
I know. I couldn't get that excited about it. That's 10 years. I don't know where I'll be.
10 years?
Decade away.
Sure, I'll have some tumor somewhere.
Does anybody, the Winter Olympics were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember where they were?
Hold on. 2 years ago, so that's 2022.
Weren't they in Beijing?
They were in Beijing.
The Winter Olympics were in
Beijing? Yeah, the Winter Olympics.
That seems kind of weird.
It's cold in China.
It doesn't seem like a typical standard like Winter Olympics post.
I don't know. Maybe
I couldn't tell you one storyline from that Olympics.
None.
The
when I hear Winter Olympics, I think like Austria. France.
So what is show of force.
So besides the skiing,
the drums,
skating,
yeah, skating,
hockey. What are the big winter joints?
Ski jumping,
curling, figure skating.
Yeah,
skating.
You nailed the skating and the skiing.
Skating and skiing are the big ones.
Yeah.
Bobsled.
Luge.
What's the one where they shoot and then they ski and there's a third event.
Biathlon.
Yeah. Or is it just two?
Yeah, the winters is kind of nubs, right? Maybe hockey's big.
Yeah.
Hockey's big.
I don't get into the
winters. Big. Figure skating's big. I can't, but I don't even know. Like back in the day, you know, we used to have some pretty iconic skaters.
Luge and bobsled. I mean, those are like.
Yeah,
like
we mentioned those, but those aren't like kind of like signature events where you know the champs. You know what
I mean? No, of course.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. I mean, there's besides the ski, like the men's downhill.
Right, so
it's really good.
Was that Lindsey Vonn's last, or was it before that?
I don't even
remember.
Think
she was all boohooing and everything.
I think that was before.
It was before, yeah. I followed.
Tirico was talking to her yesterday, though. They were because they were hyping up the 2034.
They were talking. He was talking to Lindsey. Yeah, that poor thing's had so many knee surgeries.
I assume Pete Haley was pretty close by.
I would assume.
He was probably,
I would guess.
Yeah, he was probably right there in the studio.
It's one of his lead research guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's a lead guy. I just gave him that title.
He told me he was Pete's the right-hand man to Tarico's right-hand man.
All right.
So
That sounds pretty good, though.
Hey,
that sounds
pretty good. Way up.
Yeah.
Sounds like only, a pretty good deal for
he's
him.
He's only 1 degree of separation away. Yeah. He's getting there. I think he should call himself producer. I think producer sounds better.
Yeah, he's a car crash away.
I think producer sounds better, don't you think, than researcher?
Assistant producer, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I would call myself, I would call him a producer. We could call him producer slash researcher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like correspondent.
Correspondent's good.
Yeah, yeah, but is he really a correspondent?
For us.
For us, he's a correspondent, yeah. So he could say that.
Mm-hmm.
He could say he's a correspondent for us. I met a guy from the Washington Post that goes to my pool. He's a videographer. And I was trying to wrap my head around a videographer for the Washington Post. But essentially, he's like a TV producer. He just goes around and he gets audio and video and they slam it on the website.
He's looking for content at all times.
Yeah. You know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because not many people are just picking up the old school paper anymore, Case.
I would guess that it's pretty much a dying breed.
Yeah, I mean, when I walk around, do you ever see a newspaper at someone's doorstep anymore?
Sometimes I see them at the bottom of people's driveways
you
wrapped
still
up.
Do.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but sometimes
I don't know
do.
That I've seen one I do in see years.
A car drives down my street every morning when I'm leaving at 4:30.
Throws right. One or two out
and
the
they
window.
Throw a couple out the window.
So he does right do a couple.
Right on my cul-de-sac.
Yep.
I think my next-door neighbor gets it.
Still gets it. Yeah. I think my mom gets one
shocking.
Of them. I think she gets one of the local papers.
As we mentioned at the top of the show, it is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up later in the show at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by Nikki Javala, Commander's reporter for the Washington Post. We saw her in person a few days ago out at the media event in Ashburn. She'll be on the show at 8. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Nats got pwned last night. Mm-hmm. Commander's first practices in the books and more. We'll hit that when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.